When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast, I'll Be Your Sister. It's Ellie Zeiler. We're back and very excited to talk about one of the most important relationships in our lives, our friends. If I were to ever say that a year ago, I would have completely disagreed that friends are important, but we are going to talk about it, debrief, and kind of give some tips and tricks on ways to being a better friend, which I think is something that we can all improve on. I'm very excited to talk about this topic today because it originally started out with me trying to make a podcast episode about how to be a friend, but I think that it will be more useful not only for you guys, but also for me. I feel like if I was to listen to this podcast, I would want to know some like more exact tips on just ways to being a better friend, because that's kind of the point of I'll Be Your Sister and kind of all my other endeavors like Muse and things like that, is just like upgrading your everyday life. And I think that in this episode, I want to just keep them short and sweet and give some, just a few everyday tips and topics that kind of can upgrade our everyday lives and our everyday friendships. So without further ado, let's get into some ways to being a better friend. All right, I think that before we go into these, I need to give a little bit of backstory on my friendship relationships and kind of how I got to this point. It's kind of very interesting to, again, sit here and talk about this, especially after filming the podcast last season and last year, because I was sending one of my TikToks. Basically, I do this thing where I'll like take the audio clips from my podcast and then put it on my TikTok and like do videos with it. But I was looking at one of them, and one of them, I made a whole episode about why you don't need a best friend and why you don't need friends because you have yourself. And I am so embarrassed that I put that advice into the universe. I think on one hand, as I'm saying that out loud, it is good advice, and like it is very true that if you have friends that are treating you badly, I am a big advocate that the only person that's ever going to always be there for yourself is yourself, and so you should take care of yourself first, take care of your mental health first, like protect yourself from bad people and bad energy. But I am a little embarrassed that I said that, because a year later, and I really wanted to talk about this because after it was my birthday, I feel like this is the first year on my birthday, turning 20, that I actually had so many friends wish me happy birthday and like send me flowers and send me texts and call me. I really did go through a phase where I feel like I didn't need any friends. Again, it is really embarrassing and very humbling for me to admit that to myself and say that on the internet right now. I think that like I need to give myself some grace even with just saying that, because I did have kind of a weird growing up childhood with just like the fact that I moved a lot. I went to through 4 high schools. I switched high school every year. I did something that was a little out of the ordinary with just having my job be social media so young, and like having a full-time job when I was 16 that a lot of my friends couldn't really relate to. But I think that like I have really been humbled and gotten to experience friendships just in the past year. And I really did have to work hard to figure out and untrain myself from feeling like I didn't need friends. And ever since I prioritized the things that I'm going to be talking about and really prioritized trying to be a better friend and overall a better person, my life has just been so much better. And I feel so much less alone, and I feel so grateful for the people in my life. And I feel like how I got to this place of really realizing that I needed friends and why friends are so important to me now are a few different concepts. I really thought about the quote, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future," or "I'll show you who you are." I think that looking back, like family, you don't choose your family. Your family is given to you. And I went through this thing where, like, I feel like I needed people in my life to tell me something from an outside perspective and not just an inside perspective. Because your family, ultimately, as great as, like, all of our families are, and, like, you never want to say anything bad about your family. I love my family, of course. I think that getting advice and perspective from someone that isn't living in your house every day is very, very valuable. And also just getting to work on relationships that it's kind of like this concept of you get to choose who your friends are, and building your friends, especially in your late teens and early 20s, it's such a pivotal time of, like, you get to build your tribe, you get to build your squad of life that, like, these are the people that you're going to learn so much with and get to learn from, and hopefully they get to learn from you too. And it really is just like, yesterday I was driving back from Palm Springs and I was in the worst mood ever. I was feeling so anxious about life. I was feeling like it was Sunday and I was getting like the Sunday scaries and getting anxious for Monday and just overall had a ton of anxiety about life. And I was driving back and I had 2 hours to call all of my friends, and or I called like 3 or 4 of my friends and told them how I was feeling. And all of them gave me different perspective, but most of all of them hyped me up and gave me such good advice that I don't think I would have taken from like my mom if she was to give me the same advice. And I just think like getting to the point of realizing that you are who you surround yourself with, and you don't necessarily get to choose, again, your family, but you get to choose your friends. And if you work on your friendships every single day, and really, like, I'm telling you guys, I had to do a full, again, 180, switching my mindset of being like, I used to think that friends were just supposed to come to you, and like, friends were supposed to just be good people to you, and like, that's how it would work out. I really had to switch my mindset of being like, I need to prioritize being a better friend. And if I am a better friend to the people in my life, they will ultimately be good friends to me. And like, the universe places people in your life for a reason. And I was just ready to make some friends. So again, I think like there are so many answers of why I think we need friends in our lives, but your friends are the team that you're going through life with, your ride or dies, your tribe, who is hyping you up every day, who's giving you advice, who you can lean on, who you can feel like if everything fails in your life and if you have anxiety about things, like who can lift you up. And so I think prioritizing being a better friend, and even if you're listening to this and just want to be a better friend, I think that you're on the right track, because these are some things that I really learned. I learned the hard way, but I also have spoken to a lot of my friends about, and they also find them really important. All right, something that, again, I realized with moving a lot is how important communication is with your friends. I genuinely, when I was like starting a bunch of my friendships, liked to pick up the phone and call my friends every single day. There are a few friends in my life that I talk to every single day for at least 10 minutes to 5 hours with on the phone. I think that it's very important to call your friends and keep in touch with them every day, and to treat your friendships like a relationship in all aspects. I feel like we always put so much pressure on our friends to make them try and be perfect. And I feel like my whole life I was looking for like this best friend that was perfect and could never let me down. And as I grew up and went through relationships and even like boy relationships, I look back on even just how many chances I gave toxic boys. And I wish that I gave those same amount of chances to my friends. I feel like even we give ourselves so much grace personally, where I can like make mistakes and look back and feel like, okay, I made a mistake, I'm going to learn and move on. But I do definitely wish that like I gave my friends as much grace and communication as I did for guys in my life. So I think that a really important tip that I've learned just in the past couple of years is sometimes you need to call your friends with the intent of not even talking about yourself at all. I think a really good tip is to call your friends and just want to know about their life. Something that was one of my New Year's resolutions and also something that I talked about in my in the first episode back of this podcast, which are 20 things that I learned while turning 20, is that you should really try and get to know your friends and understand where they're coming from. I have one friend that I made just living in my apartment building, and I went into the friendship being like, I really want to know everything about her, especially with friends that you make when you're not really young. And like, I'm 20 now, I'm making friends that are in my same age group. We went through things when we were younger that if I didn't ask, I would have no idea. And so really calling your friends and communicating with your friends and asking them kind of uncomfortable questions. It really is this concept of like, the more you get to know someone and deep down for who they are, the better person and friend that you get to be, and the more you can kind of understand where they're coming from in life. I feel like a lot of us, especially at our age, if you're listening to this and like around my age, are extremely, this is gonna be hard for me to admit, but we are all extremely selfish right now, and my mom will be the first one to tell me that. But like, I used to think that people should just know about my life and know, like, I don't know, I'd make a friend and I feel like they already knew everything that went into my life, and then I realized that I need to be vulnerable and sensitive. And I really want to put an emphasis on communication also with your friendships. If you feel like something's off in your friendships with people, best case scenario is you're going to get through it and like have an even stronger relationship. Worst case scenario is, there really is no worst case scenario, because either way, you're either learning or you're living and getting to like move on and just continue with the relationship, which I can tell you from talking about my personal experiences with communication and like calling my friend and being like, oh, we haven't spoken that much in a week. Like, I really miss you. I really want to talk to you about this. Like, it usually always goes right, and usually we just move on. That actually goes into my second kind of tip about how to be a better friend, which is actually a perspective that my mom, Sarah Zeiler, we all know and love her, gave me, which is this concept of friendship love language. I know it's kind of a cheesy saying that's like, check in on your friends, and if you love someone, tell them that you love them, because you don't know how short life can really be. But I think calling your friends and telling them this friendship love language of like, I just want to let you know that you really mean so much to me, and you're one of my best friends, and that our friendship means a lot to me on like a deeper level. But I think that like the overall thing that I've learned just in with my recent growth in friendships and like really being able to make a ton of, not a ton, but like my really close group of friend circle, is friendships are such an investment. The more that you put into your friendships and the more that you communicate with them and be honest with them and show them that you love them with friendship love language, the more that you also will get back from them, and the more they're also going to be able to understand you. So really overall, what you put out is what you're going to get back. It's like that, I think, in any point in the world. How much work you put into your job is how much you're going to get back out of it. How much work you put into anything is like you're going to get something back out of it. And I think that friendships are no different. Hopefully you guys learned something from this episode and just learned at least one thing on how we can be a little bit better of a friend. I think that this is something that we are all trying to go through and learn. Even talking to my mom this morning on our morning walk about what she thought about this idea is she also is trying to grow up and make friends too at 50 years old. And so I think that we go through this in so many different points of life, but I officially change my perspective. You heard it here first on the All Be Your Sister podcast. I think, Ellie Zeiler, I think it is so important to have friends, and I think that you can learn so much from your friends and lean on your friends. And I really enjoyed getting to talk about this. Again, this is the All Be Your Sister podcast. You guys can listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening to. My name is Ellie Zeiler, and I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.